Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. I'm Donald Curry, a registered psychotherapist and hypnotherapist. I have over 18 years of experience in the field of the mind-body connection. Working on yourself can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life. I developed this podcast to share information, tools, and techniques to assist you in making changes, feeling better, moving forwards, getting motivated, and to thrive. Maybe you're here because you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, or perhaps you're navigating the process of personal development and change and would like to learn how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. Either way, this podcast is for you. Mindfulness is a very hot topic these days. From TED Talks to magazine articles, everyone is singing the praises of mindfulness and its benefits. In this episode, we will discuss the benefits of mindfulness and how mindful breathing can help to reduce stress, calm the nervous system, and increase focus and concentration. You'll also have the opportunity to participate in a mindful breathing hypnosis session. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this session inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Visit the home of the Hypnosis and NLP podcast at www.hypnosis.media. On the site, you'll find all previous episodes of the podcast, as well as blog posts. You'll also find the web store that contains premium hypnosis programs that assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns, such as dealing with breakups, connecting with gratitude, stopping smoking, weight loss, anxiety reduction, inner child healing, and much more. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount off your entire order. Mindfulness is a style of meditation where you direct and shift your focus towards your thoughts, feelings, and senses in the moment. It's about turning off all distractions and allowing yourself to be present with what is happening in the now. It is about simply being, free from judgment or interpretation of the experience that you're having. In essence, it is about rising above the stories that we tell ourselves and moving to a state of observing. Simply observing what is happening. There are many different mindfulness tools and techniques, such as body scan, breathing, visualization, and relaxation. Most of our days in this modern world are spent in a state of stress. There is a fight or flight response as we try to meet deadlines, navigate traffic jams, deal with coworkers, and cope with daily life challenges and struggles. We spend too much time in the fight or flight response, and this can lead to levels of stress and anxiety. Mindfulness practices help the body to return to a state of rest and digest, a state of calm. The science shows that mindfulness works. The Mayo Clinic has indicated that there is evidence that supports the effectiveness of meditation and that it can assist with stress, anxiety, pain, depression, insomnia, and hypertension. There is even preliminary research that shows that it may be helpful with asthma and fibromyalgia. It can help with improving attention, preventing burnout, and improving sleep. In a world of continual distraction, mindfulness helps us to become more aware of ourselves. Without this awareness, there is the potential of becoming an automaton, of simply going through our day mindlessly, not paying attention to what we're doing or what we're thinking or feeling. Mindfulness helps us to bring more awareness towards our thoughts, feelings, actions, and behaviors. And it can help us to become aware of our inner experience. One of the easiest and most effective means of practicing mindfulness is through mindful breathing. drawing the awareness to the breath. And practicing mindful breathing has numerous benefits. It can help to increase the amount of oxygen that the brain receives by increasing blood flow. This helps to increase focus and concentration. Breathing can also assist in reducing pain, increasing energy levels, reducing inflammation, and decreasing stress levels. Deep breathing nourishes the cells, assists the organs in proper functioning, and balances and relaxes the mind, body, and emotions. All parts of the human body function more optimally when they receive appropriate levels of oxygen. It reduces the fight or flight stress response and moves the body to a rest and digest or a calm and relaxed response. This can help improve digestion. On average, people only use 33% of their respiratory system. Most people are chest breathers, meaning they only take air into the upper portion of their lungs. Proper breathing is referred to as diaphragmatic breathing or belly breathing. This style of breathing uses more of the respiratory system. Diaphragmatic breathing takes breath deeper into the lungs, into the midsection of the body. Mindful breathing assists with taking deeper breaths into the diaphragm to assist the body in receiving more oxygen. This nourishes the body and assists it in functioning more optimally. The breathing exercise that we're going to practice today is a wonderful way of practicing mindfulness, and it is referred to as mindful breathing. In this exercise, we will begin by bringing awareness to the breath, noticing the temperature of the air as you breathe in and out. The proper style of breathing is to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Each breath in should be 3 seconds in length, and each exhale should be 3 seconds in length, so that each breath cycle is a total of 6 seconds. We will breathe into the belly or into the diaphragm, and we will focus on clearing the mind and the emotions through the breath. We will bring mindfulness to the process of breathing, and we will imagine the oxygen traveling through the body. As we practice mindful awareness of the air moving in and out of the body, we will also observe the changes that occur within the body through this process. If you so choose, you can lay down or you can sit up. Whatever is right for you is right for you. Just make sure that your body is in the most comfortable position for you. Rearrange your arms and legs in a manner that will be the most comfortable for you this next little while. And when you're ready, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, begin to focus all of your awareness on your breath. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in through the nose. 1, 2, 3, all the way down into the belly. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Another deep breath in through the nose, all the way to the belly. 1, 2, 3. Holding it. Exhale. 1, 2, 3. Again, breathing in through the nose. 1, 2, 3. And exhaling. 1, two, three. Just continue to breathe in this manner. Breathing in through the nose. Breathing out through the mouth. Breathing in. Breathing out. And just pay attention to your breath. Breathing all the way down into your belly, into your diaphragm. And it becomes as though your breathing is a circle. A circle of breath. A never-ending circle. The top of the inhale is like the top of the circle. The very bottom of the exhale is the bottom of the circle. And you're simply breathing in this never-ending circle of breath. Just allow yourself to notice what you notice. Perhaps noticing the temperature of the air as you breathe in and out. Perhaps noticing that the air is cool when you breathe in. And maybe noticing the warmth of the air as you exhale. Maybe you can feel the rise and the fall of the belly or the chest. With each and every breath that you take. Maybe you notice the expansion and the contraction of your lungs and your diaphragm as you breathe. Maybe you notice the texture of the clothing that you're wearing and how the clothing moves ever so slightly with each and every breath. Just notice what you notice. Notice any thoughts that may be present. And if there are thoughts that are present, just imagine that with every exhale, you could allow those thoughts to be exhaled. That you could simply breathe out those thoughts that you could let those thoughts go with every exhale. And with every inhale, you breathe in clean oxygen that clears the mind. And bring your awareness to your emotions and feelings. And imagine that with every exhale, you could exhale those emotions through the breath. Just exhaling and clearing those emotions through the breath. Just exhaling any stress, any tension, any feelings that aren't beneficial to you at this moment. And every time that you inhale, you bring calm into your body, breathing in calm, relaxation, and peace. And just notice what you notice as you do this. Notice what moves within you, what softens, what relaxes. If any area of your body is carrying tension, just imagine that you could breathe relaxation into that part of you so that it catches up and becomes as relaxed as the rest. I wonder if you could imagine the oxygen in your mind's eye as you breathe in. Imagining the oxygen as if it were molecules of comfort. And as you breathe in, you're taking in these molecules of comfort. Imagining these molecules of comfort as you breathe in through your nose. Taking these molecules of comfort into the lungs, where they are absorbed into your bloodstream. And then visualizing and imagining these molecules of comfort as they move through your body. As these molecules of comfort move into the heart. Oxygenating the heart. Bringing comfort to the heart. And as the heart beats, it pumps blood through your body, carrying these molecules of comfort up the neck and into the brain. The oxygen carrying these molecules of comfort deep within the brain. This helps to continue clearing the thoughts. Relaxing the mind. Helping you to focus. And these molecules of comfort are carried into all of your nerves, the nervous system. Down the spine, as all of the cells and muscles and tissues along the spine are nourished with life-giving oxygen. These molecules of comfort move down your arms into your hands and your fingers and fingertips. The molecules of comfort are carried down the torso into all of the vital organs. As the digestive system, liver, spleen, kidneys, and the digestive tract are all bathed in these molecules of comfort. And you continue to breathe in your circle of breath. Every part of you that these molecules of comfort touch, every part of you that is touched relaxes and is optimized so that every part of you can work more ideally for your highest benefit and your highest good. The molecules of comfort move down into your legs. Your upper legs, your knees, your calves being touched by these molecules of comfort, right to the very tips of your toes. Every part of you being deeply nourished. Every part of you healing and balancing. Healing and balancing. All parts of you optimizing their functioning as they are touched by these molecules of comfort. In fact, every cell takes in these molecules of comfort. Every cell taking in deeply this nourishment. And you simply allow yourself to become restored. Simply allowing this restoring energy to move through you. And every breath that you take brings in more of these molecules of comfort. And every exhale, you can imagine exhaling any thought, any feeling, any emotion that is not serving you at this moment, so you can allow yourself to feel true peace. Now draw your awareness to your body and observe the changes that have occurred. Notice how your body feels at this moment. What has softened? What has opened? What has shifted for you? What has changed? Simply observe and enjoy the changes. Every time that you practice this exercise, the benefits will continue as you become more calm and more relaxed with each day. it's now time to return to full waking consciousness. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. When I reach the count of 10, you'll open your eyes and you'll return to full waking consciousness. 1. 2. Emerging from relaxation. 3. Coming up. 4. Take a deep breath in. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. And 10. Eyes wide open. Back in the room. Back in the here and the now. Fully awake and fully refreshed in every way. Feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. Practice using this mindful breathing technique every day for 21 days. This will help you to relax the mind, body, and emotions. Learn hypnosis through the Mind Institute's Hypnosis Certification Course. Discover the power and the promise of clinical hypnosis in this foundational course. You'll explore the power of the subconscious mind and understand how hypnosis works for change. You'll learn professional protocols and important ethical standards and boundaries. You'll learn how to tailor hypnosis inductions to clients' needs to help them let go of weight, stop smoking, manage stress and emotions, and make other desired life changes. You'll also learn how to adopt techniques to help clients get free of fears and phobias, to learn how to change beliefs that limit people so that they can manage anger, raise self-esteem, and move beyond victimhood. You'll explore the use of hypnosis for group work, along with contemporary clinical applications of neurolinguistic programming. You'll also learn how to use hypnosis to heal the inner child, to assist clients in overcoming anger through compassion-focused forgiveness processes, and releasing the ties that bind in order to make healthier life choices. With over 170 lessons and 25 hours of audio and video lectures at your fingertips, with 75 hours of self-practice, assignments, test cases, and mentoring meetings, this comprehensive online course will provide you with everything that is required to begin confidently practicing hypnosis upon graduation. Become a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist by visiting www.mindinstitute.ca. I hope that you enjoyed today's session and that you found it inspiring and informative. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, be sure to head on over to www.youtube.com/hypnosistoronto and subscribe. I'll be posting additional videos and information that will not be available on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in every Thursday for new episodes. Take care and be well until next time.